Hey everyone, it's Richard. By now, everyone has heard the sad news of Carlito passing away. There's not much I can add, and hosts like Dwight, Axpa, and Brad have more and better things to say. But I've mentioned a few times what an inspiration Carlito was to me in this show. I think Olga channeled him even more than I did back when she was my co-host, always shitting on things. The prank call community is a treasure. Carlito's contributions to it are immeasurable, and his legacy will shape it for many years to come. Thanks for all the laugh machines, Carlito.
Oh, King Richard, you're such a stupid douche. Oh, King Richard, you're such a stupid douche. Oh, King Richard, your name's not Sleeve McDykel. Oh, King Richard, you're such a stupid douche.
Thanks to Rince Prius for shitting out the new Bonersode theme. Hello once again, and welcome to Bonersode 51 for May 12th, 2020. This one was produced by Rachel Coot Anus Tart. Today, I'm going to call my neighbors and let them know I've made some minor adjustments to their five senses. Here we go.
What?
Oh, hey, Tommy.
Hey.
Hey, it's Winston from down the street.
Hey.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, last night I had a synesthesia machine pointed at your house for a few hours. I'm just running a couple of tests. And you're probably going to notice in the next day or so, just kind of things are going to be a little weird, like your sense of smell and hearing and things like that are going to be altered. And so, yeah, I just wanted to give you a heads up, you know, just so you're not, surprised by it. Tommy?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't say anything. Got kind of awkward there for a minute.
Yeah. Who really is this?
It's Winston. I'm just a little ways down from you.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever met in person, but yeah, I'm just not too far from you.
All right, so what's this supposed to mean?
Well, I'm just an amateur scientist, and I'm just kind of trying to get published, you know, so I can get funding. And so I was running some
experiments. Yeah, you sound like a freaking ass idiot. You understand?
Why would you say that?
Why don't you grow up and get a life?
This is my life. I'm trying to get funding, sir.
But if you say you point something in my house, it's going to affect my taste and smell.
Yeah,
how do you think somebody's going to take it?
Well, it's
Look,
not.
Don't bother me. Don't bother me no more. Okay.
Well, no. Let me explain. I don't understand why you're getting angry. It's not harmful.
You're a freaking idiot. Don't call me again.
No, I'm a scientist. I'm not an idiot. Hello, Kathy.
You have the wrong number. This is Maria. Who do you need to speak to?
Oh, I was looking for Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, I was just talking to Tommy a minute ago, but I think there was kind of a miscommunication.
I don't know a Tommy.
Okay, you can quit lying to me, Kathy. I know it's you.
My name is Maria.
Yeah, that's cute, Kathy. Anyway, so I was talking to Tommy.
And you're real cute, but you're a freaking idiot, so go to hell. Hello?
Oh, hey, Donna.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Winston from down the street.
Hey,
I just needed to let you know, last night I had a high-powered synesthesia machine aimed at your house for a few hours. It's just part of a science... I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh,
well, I've never heard of that before, so...
Well, yeah, it's pretty experimental. I'm just kind of a amateur scientist, you know, in my free time. And I was just running some experiments, and yeah, I just needed to let you know, over the next few days, you're going to notice that your five senses have been altered. And it's not harmful.
Excuse me?
It's not harmful or anything. It'll wear off in about a week or two, but yeah, I just kind of...
Oh, you're crazy.
No, I just needed to kind of let you know so you're not taken off guard, you know?
Oh, I wouldn't know it if it did.
Oh, you'll notice, like, just for example, your sense of taste.
Which one? What house are you in?
I'm in the house with the purple trim.
Purple trim?
Yep, I was just running a few tests. And
what were you testing?
Well, just so for example, like your sense of taste, that's going to, you're going to be able to taste things like gamma rays. You know, they're just invisible, like just in the air. You'll be able to detect them like on your tongue, you know?
Well, shouldn't you have called me before you did that?
Oh, it was real late. It was probably close to midnight. I didn't want to bother you. And then also, like, your sense of hearing, you're going to be able to hear colors.
Hello.
Oh, hey, James?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody from down the street.
It's who?
It's Cody from down the street.
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, I was running some science experiments last night. And I had this high-powered transmogrifier tuned up to maximum and pointed at your house.
Do what?
I had a transmogrifier pointed at your house for just a few... Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey, James, it's Cody again. I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, what's the deal now?
Well, I had a transmogrifier pointed at your house for just a few hours. And I didn't realize that I had it set to the wrong frequency. And so I accidentally liquefied all of the insulation in your house, like in the walls.
Bud, y'all do drug testing where you work?
What do you mean?
You must have lost your mind. Go play somewhere else, bud.
No, I'm not playing around.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Don?
Hey, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Winston from down the street.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know I was running kind of a little science experiment out of my house last night.
Uh-huh, yes.
And I had a high-powered synesthesia array trained on your house for just about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And so in the next, say, 12 hours or so, you're going to notice things are going to get kind of strange, like your sense of smell and hearing and things like that are going to be altered.
Do what now? What's going on?
Do what now? It's not harmful or anything. It's just kind of, it'll wear off in about a week. But basically, I'm just running an experiment trying to alter your sense of touch and smell and things like that.
Yeah, well, why are you doing that?
Well, I'm just kind of an amateur scientist, and I'm trying to...
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if this thing will work, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
And
so these things are happening to our house. It rained 3 hours last night, you say?
No. I had the synesthesia array. I had it trained on your house for 3 hours.
Oh, you had a train on our house. What does that mean? I'm sorry, I don't know anything about what you're talking about. In other words,
So basically, you and Helen, like your sense of hearing and touch and things like that, are going to be changed a little bit.
Yeah.
So just for an example, your sense of taste, you're gonna be able to taste things like UV rays and gamma rays from the sun.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know what they taste like. You'll be the first ever in human history to taste gamma rays.
Yeah.
But you know, they're from the sun, so it'll probably taste like chilies and shit. I don't know.
Well, what's going to cause us to do that, to taste that, all that kind of stuff?
Well, it's a result of this machine that I had pointed at your house.
Yeah.
Basically, I just kind of turned you and Helen into guinea pigs for my experiment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And
also you're going to be able to smell radio waves.
Yeah.
They just pass through the air all the time. They're invisible, but you're going to be able to smell them.
Yeah. How about everybody else? Are they going to smell them too, or just us?
Just you two. Yeah. It's just it was just pointed at your house, so like everything is going to smell very kind of tinny or like pennies for a while.
Yeah.
It'll smell like copper and metal and other, you know, just weird stuff.
Yeah.
And then,
your sense of touch. I appreciate your experiment and everything, but I don't know that we want to have that done. I mean, being honest with you.
I appreciate your honesty, but, you know, at this point it's already been done. Like, I can't undo it. It just has to run its course, you know? And also your sense of touch, like everything you come in contact with, it's going to feel like water. So, like, when you touch a door handle, or, you know, if you hug Helen, or just, you know, pick up a fork, everything's going to feel like liquid.
Well, well, Lord of mercy, I don't know if we want all that stuff happening to us or not. You know, I'm being honest with you.
You already said that, but like I explained, it's a done deal. It's going to start to take effect in the next few hours, and it'll only last about a week, maybe two.
Yeah, well, she's going to the doctor now and everything. I hope that won't interfere with any of that.
Like I said, she'll be totally fine, you know, as far as, like, her health. Like, it won't, you know, change anything. But when she goes to the doctor, when she gets in the car or opens up a door, it'll just feel like water in her hands.
Feel like water, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and then also, you're going to be able to hear color.
Do I hear what?
You're going to be able to hear colors. You know, like red, yellow, orange, green, purple, blue, violet, pink, green, lime.
What's going to happen there?
Turquoise. Oh, well, just like kind of depending on which colors you have in your house, like your walls and carpet and whatever, it might be kind of loud. Like what color? Like what color is your carpet?
My carpet is kind of greenish bluish.
Crap, man! I wish I would have known that. Green and blue, they're very loud.
I wish you checked with us before you started this. I wish you had done.
Yeah, I wish I had too, because green and blue, like, they're very loud. Like, it's going to be unbearably loud in your house for the next week or so.
Man,
like basically. Like, basically, it's going to sound like a rock concert inside your house every time you're there, you know? Like, you're just going to hear constant, you know, like, music, like, real loud music.
Oh, man, I just wish you hadn't done this, because we're old people. Is there any way you can cancel it out?
No, I can't reverse it. Unfortunately, it's just got to take its course, you know? Whoopsie-daisy. Whoopsie-doodles, you know? Silly me.
I wouldn't have done it to you. I wish you hadn't done it to us, but we'll have to go through with it, I guess.
I'm a big stupid idiot.
Do what?
Me and my wacky science experiments, you know, I'm always up to something.
Yeah. Well,
You're also going to be able to taste emotions.
Be able to do what?
You are going to be able to taste emotions.
What's that mean? I don't know what that means.
Well, like, if somebody's happy and you're around them, you're going to be able to taste that, like, on your tongue. Like, it'll have a distinct taste. Or if somebody's mad or you know, upset.
Oh, that much. My wife's not here right now. When I tell her this, she's going to go crazy, I guess. But you can't stop it, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, it's already done. But she won't go crazy. It's just things are going to be real weird, you know?
Well, why are you doing that to people like that? Why are you doing that? I'm not telling them. That's not good. I wouldn't do that to anybody else if I was you. You know, that's not a good thing. That people might just not want to have that done.
Yeah, I know. I totally regret it now. I'm just, you know, I didn't think it through.
Yeah.
But you're going to be fine. You know, it's just going to be a wacky adventure.
Don't do that anymore, okay?
Okay, right? I won't. And also, one last thing, Don.
Yeah?
I'm just kidding. None of that's going to happen. I'm just joking around.
Yeah, is that right? Okay,
yeah.
Well, good. I wonder what's going on, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, I'm just bored, you know, I'm just kind of over here locked up, you know, just can't go outside and everything, so just...
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
Where's your wife and kids?
Oh, they packed up and left long ago.
Is that right? Yeah, I got you.
They're tired of my shit, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I don't guess what we've ever seen it. I know people have been moving in and out, you know, this place for quite a while, you know.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
But anyways, you're going to be fine. None of that's real. I just made it. I read it in a book somewhere, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Okay.
Yep. Tell Helen I said hello and hugs and kisses.
Oh, I will. I will. Okay, you take care of yourself now, okay? All right?
Yep.
Okay.
You too. Take care. Right. Bye.
Okay, take care now. All right,
all right, you take care now.
All right.
Take care.
Dog. Bye-bye.
You just take care of yourself. You and Helen, take care.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Steve?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston from down the street.
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, last night I had a high-powered synesthesia projector pointed at your house. I was just kind of running some experiments out of my living room. And so in a few hours or so, or maybe over the next day, you're going to start noticing things are a little different, like as far as your five senses.
Now, like what?
Like your five, like touch and hearing and smell, you know, just all that stuff. Because I was just running kind of a little science experiment, and it's going to alter your sense of touch and smell and so on.
No, you're not.
Well, I already did it last night, so it takes a little bit to...
Now, who are you?
This is Winston. I'm just a little ways down the street from you.
I don't know you.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever met in person, but yeah, I was just kind of...
Well, you better not be hiding anything in my house.
Well, I already did last night. You know, at this point, it's too late to...
Well...
It's not going to cause you any harm or anything. It's just going to kind of alter... Like, just for example...
No, it's not. I'm fixing to turn this number in to the police right now.
Oh, no, it's not a police matter. It's just, it'll
yes,
work.
Yes, it is. If you are doing something to our house that's going to alter something, it is a police matter.
No, it's going to wear off. It, you know, just last...
No,
like
it's not. No, it's not.
No, yeah, it will. You don't know anything about science.
You will not do that.
Well,
what's your address?
I already did. That's why I'm calling to let you know.
What is your address?
I'm at 669, just not too far down the road from you.
And what are you pointing at our house?
Like I said, it's a high-powered synesthesia projector. It's mostly experimental. Like, this is all just kind of, you know, cutting-edge stuff that I'm doing over here.
No, you're not.
Well, you keep saying I'm not, but I already did. That's why I'm just calling to kind of give you a heads up.
And that's why I'm fixing to call the police right now.
Oh, well,
get them over here.
Well, no, it's not going to cause you any harm. It's not bad for you.
You said it's going to wear off.
Yeah, in a couple of days it'll wear.
69. No, no, no.
Why are you reacting like this? Why are you reacting like this? I'm trying to be neighborly and just kind of let you know. Like, I haven't even explained what it's going to do.
You said it would alter the smell and stuff. No, you will not do that, and I'm calling the police right now.
No, don't call the police. That's silly.
Yes, I am.
Well, the police aren't scientists. They're not going to be able to help correct your sense of smell.
Well, you're not either, and you're not doing anything to our house that's going to alter our smell or anything.
Well, yeah, I already did.
I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Well, let me explain.
It might be a prank, but I'm calling the police right now.
No, it's not a prank, but I'm just... Well, let me explain. You're overreacting.
No, I've had it.
Let me just explain what's going to happen, and then you can make
a
decision.
You've explained enough to me that nothing needs to be pointed at our house, no kind of experiment.
You haven't let me explain, like, your reaction.
I know. You've told me enough.
You don't have enough information to base a reaction on yet. Let me just tell
you.
Like,
I do. Yes, I do. When you said you pointed a high projector at our house, and it would wear off in a couple of days.
Yeah, but you don't even know what that is.
Thank you.
Steve, you don't even know what that is. Well, that idea worked out as well as I figured it would. Hopefully, it made you laugh a bit. Thanks again, Mary... Karen Agnes Turd, for producing this bonersode. Thanks to each and every one of you for supporting this show, for listening, and for being a part of this wonderful community. Word is, there will be a Big Carlito Memorial Show this Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern at Mixlr.com/prankcallnation. I believe Dwight and Brad will be hosting. Be sure to tune into that. I know I'll be listening. See you next week.
You're dangerous, 'cause you're honest. You're dangerous, you don't know what you want. You left my heart empty as a vacant lot for any spirit to haunt. Oh, hey, hey, sha-la-la. Hey, hey, you're an accident just waiting to happen. You're a piece of glass.
tell me things I know you're not supposed to. Then you leave me just out of reach. Hey, hey, sha-la-la. I wanted revenge. Well, you lied to me, 'cause I asked you to. Well, baby, can we still be friends? Hey, sha-la-la.
You can't.